بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we all know the first hadith in Bukhari and Muslim narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, إنما الأعمال بالنيات, which means the reward of the deed is based on its intention. Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, in the Muqaddimah, in the introduction to his book Riyadu Salihin, mentions this hadith, and he does the explanation and tashri of this hadith in the following words. He says, الإظهار النية في كل أقوال وفي كل أعمال وفي كل أحوال البارزة والخفي. الإظهار النية, the awareness, the manifestation, the understanding of the نية, of the intention, في كل أقوال, in all that we say, وَفِي كُلِّ أَعْمَال, and in all that we do, وَفِي كُلِّ أَحْوَال, and in all the conditions that we find ourselves in, الْبَارِزَةُ وَالْخَفِي, that which is visible and explicit, وَالْخَفِي, that which is implicit and hidden. In another place, Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says that deeds that are based on good intentions have good results, and deeds which are based on evil intentions have evil results. I remind myself and you that if you look at this one hadith, just this one simple hadith, and if you look at the way in which Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explained it, this alone is sufficient for a person to live a life that will be completely and totally free from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and completely and totally free from sin, and a life which will be full of goodness, and a life which will give him inshallah Jannah. Just this one thing is enough. Because if you reflect on it, see the explanation of this. The awareness of the intention in everything we say. What does that mean? It means that before I open my mouth, I am going to ask myself, why am I saying what I am planning to say? Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Simple, even if I am saying Salaam Alaikum to somebody, don't say Salaam Alaikum without awareness. Right? Don't say Salaam Alaikum without awareness. Why are you saying Salaam Alaikum? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afshu Salaam. He said, spread the Salaam. So, one intention of Salaam Alaikum that I am saying is because I am following the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, I wish good for my brother or sister, so I am saying Salaam Alaikum. May you be in peace and may you be in safety. Salama is usually translated as peace. But salamati also means safety. Salamu alaikum means may you be safe. May you be in safety. Not only may you be at peace, may you be in safety. So I am saying this with this intention. I have not yet said salamu alaikum. I am going to say. But before saying salamu alaikum, I am aware of this is my niyyah. So inshallah al-musta'an, in any case, salamu alaikum to say that is Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to do that consciously, to fulfill the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes it an action of ibadah. So one. Number two, if I am saying that salam alaikum with this kind of an intention, then obviously it will spread goodness and it will create goodness between me and the person to whom I am saying salam alaikum. Right? So therefore, saying this or say the niyya before, everything we say. And obviously the same thing applies to anything else. Now take that and look at the negative side of it, which is not the negative side of the statement, but negative side of our actions. So if I am planning to say something derogatory about somebody, if I am planning to, you know, do some ghibat, or I am trying to do some gossip, or I am trying to, or I get angry with somebody and I want to use some bad language. But immediately before I do that, I pull myself up and I say, what is my intention of doing this? What can be the intention of ghibah? What can be the intention of backbiting? There cannot be any good intention, obviously, right? We know that backbiting and slandering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the person who does this, see the ayat of Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the person who does it, this is worse than eating the flesh of your dead brother. Allah did not say it is equal to that. He says it's worse than that. Worse than eating the flesh of your dead brother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do ghibat, if you are backbiting somebody or slandering somebody, then your good deeds go into the account or the book of that person. That is why Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, he said, if I want to do backbiting, if I want to backbite somebody, I will backbite my mother, because let my good deeds go to my mother. Yeah, he's saying that in a humorous way. It does not mean that he has to do that. Point being that he wants to draw attention to the fact of how futile an activity backbiting is, because obviously you backbite somebody you dislike. You can't backbite somebody you like. So you're backbiting somebody who you dislike. And to that person you are giving your good deeds. I mean, how completely stupid and insane is that? Why would you want to do that? If I want to give my good deeds, I would like to give them to somebody who I love. Why would I want to give anything to someone I dislike or I hate? But that's what I'm doing. When I am backbiting, when I am slandering, I am giving away my good deeds to somebody who I don't even like. That is how stupid and futile such an action is. So now, if I have my intention clear, then I am going to stop myself and say, no, I can't do this. How can I do? Why would I do something as stupid as this? Quite apart from the fact that this gets me the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, immediately, I stop myself from that action. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person does something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him 10 times that. When a person does, let me backtrack. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person intends to do something good, just the intention, I am saying, if I make an intention, when I go out of the masjid, now I am going to give some charity. I have not yet given, I am still sitting here, I have not gone out. But my intention, when I go out, I will give charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on that intention alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders one good deed to be returned for that person. He has not done anything. Just the intention is getting a good deed. Then when he goes and does that good deed, when he gives that charity, Allah causes good deed 10 times that to 700 times that to unlimited to be returned for that person. When a person intends to do an evil deed, he has not done it yet. He's only thinking, oh, when I go out now, I'm going to talk about this person. I'm going to do this backbiting or slandering or whatever, right? So he has not done it yet. I'm very angry with somebody. I see him outside there. I'm going to go out there and curse him. I've not done it yet. I'm making the intention. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cause anything to be written because he has not yet done it. With the good thing, Allah already, without doing, Allah gets the deed written. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, however, this person now, between now and doing the action, the person stops himself. He decides, no, I should not do this. I thought I will do it, but that's not a good thing. I will not do it. So, visible to people, nothing. I mean, in the heart, he had the intention, I will go out there and I'm seeing that fellow there, I'm going to go curse him. Then he thinks, no, I can't do this. I'm not going to curse him. Forget it. Just the changing of the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a good deed to be written in his account. Now imagine, this is the rahmat of Allah Jalla Jalalu. So see the importance of niyyah. Now the man changed his intention, the woman changed her intention. Why? Because the intention was, she was aware of it. He was aware of it. Right? He was aware. Even though it's an evil intention, but he is aware of this intention to say that I am going to go do this. Then he thinks to himself, no, why should I do that? Because this is not a good thing to do. So I will not do it. Just the changing of the intention gets him a good deed. What is the value of one good deed on the day of judgment? It is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Yeah, today we have no value for it. We are not seeing the effect of that. But actual effect of the good deeds we will see inshallah when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the value of one single of them is the difference between this and that, between Jannah and Jahannam. Now the same thing, I don't have to elaborate this, the same thing applies to actions. We are talking about speech, same thing applies to actions. Same thing applies to ahwal, to our conditions that we find ourselves in. Simple thing I will tell you. If somebody says, how is the weather? He says, oh, it's very cold. Oh, it's very hot. I'm very uncomfortable. No, you are not lying. You are uncomfortable. Weather may be hot, weather may be cold. But what you said, what is it? It's an expression of dissatisfaction with a condition that Allah created. Now, a person who is aware of the niyyah, what will he say? He'll say, Alhamdulillah. It is hot, but my mother used to say, if somebody, told her, bahut garmi hai na, to my mother used to say, garmi ki dino mein garmi shoti. बोलते थे मम्मी को बहुत गर्मी हो रही नहीं बोले तो हाँ गर्मी दिन में गर्मी होती क्या होती बोलते और क्या होती गर्मी दिन में सर्दी होती दिस इज द होल पॉइंट इज दैट अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अगेन एज आई सेड इट्स नॉट टू से दैट यू आर फीलिंग अनकंफर्टेबल अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह यू कुड हैव बीन वर्स ऑफ बिलीव मी. There is always something which is worse. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, look at people who have less than you. Look at people, if you are not well, look at people who are even more sick. If you are not wealthy, look at people who have less money. If you are not comfortable, look at people who are less comfortable. That will make you grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shukr comes again from this intention with regard to ahwal. So even in the ahwal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, how beautiful is the situation of the Muslim when he has trouble, when he has constricted risk, or when he has some illness or some pain, he has sabr. So Allah rewards him. And when Allah gives him plenty, and when he is happy, he does shukr, so Allah rewards him. So in both conditions, whether he is happy or he is unhappy, Allah is rewarding him. Why? Because of his attitude. And that is the reminder to myself and you. As far as the niyat is concerned, this is the fundamental foundation of all our actions, of all our speech, and all the conditions we find ourselves in, which means for our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to understand this and do live our lives with the only one single intention, which is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu in everything we say, in everything we do, and all the conditions that we find ourselves in. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.